Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. In honor of the holiday, this week on Morning Prayer, we're exploring what the Bible has to say about genuine gratitude. And we've seen that giving thanks can have powerful, positive effects. Here's another example. Lazarus was a good friend of Christ Jesus, but he got sick and died. When Jesus arrived on the scene, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and friends had gathered with his two sisters to mourn. The sisters sort of wondered why Jesus hadn't come earlier, figuring that he could have healed their brother had he been there. But Jesus assured them that Lazarus would rise again. He went to where the body was and did something that might seem strange. As the Bible puts it, Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always." And then he raised Lazarus from the dead. Was Jesus thanking God for Lazarus being dead? No, quite the contrary. It seems to me that he's expressing gratitude for the continual presence of God and the good we associate with God. He's sure that that goodness and its power are present. After all, he says, "I knew that thou hearest me always." He knows that goodness is right there, and his gratitude is an acknowledgement of it. And it has tremendous effects. We probably won't match Jesus, but this Thanksgiving, may we express such gratitude, acknowledging the presence and power of good, and seeing wonderful results. Amen.